Blog Talk Radio.
If you change your name, all right, let's do it. Get in here. Okay, you know Mondays are a tough day for me, Cal. I didn't even have the right freaking speaker on. Get in here. Everybody get in here. Okay, we got to get into some things. Get in here. Everybody get in here. Somebody said that they hate it when I said that. Now, when I don't say it, y'all be saying, why didn't you tell us to get in here? So, you know, I can't win for losing with y'all. But how is everybody doing? Get in here. Everybody get in here. Come for the gathering. Okay? Oh, they sent us an echo. Uh-oh. Hold on. Let me get it. What's echoing? Hold on. What's the echo? Gotta find it. Hold on. It said it's echoing. Oh, I got it. I'm about to get it right now. Give me 1 second. Boom. Hold on. Boom. I think we got it. Did I get it? I think we got it. Hold on, let me see. You know Mondays are a mess. I got it. We got it. Dang it. I think we got it. It was going to try to get me today, but y'all not going to get me today. Listen, I'm like, hold on. We not going to have that problem today. Get in here. Everybody get in here. They tried to play with me today. Okay? We getting in here. All right. So we got it. Now let me get into it. Because I was like, hold on. I'm going to get that. I'm going to get that sound today. It's not going to get me today because sometimes it be messing me up. But we live and we get into some things, you know, some shit might stop shut down, some shit might stop working. So we don't get through the show. And everybody knows, if you've been watching for a long time, on Mondays, it's never right. I don't know what happens on Mondays, but for whatever reason, on Mondays, everything just goes out of whack. They saying turn the volume up. The volume is up. Okay, how about now? Okay. Y'all should be able to hear me now. They want the sound up more? Child, the sound is all the way up. All right, some people are getting a delay. All right, I'm going to get into it. Somebody text me and tell me if the sound is good. Okay, good. Okay, well, one of the first things I want to talk about, I want to get into is, we good? All right, y'all. All right, everybody saying it sounds good. So if y'all can't hear it, then y'all need to put off the speakers or do something else. All right, cool. Boom, I got the text. It's fine. We're going. All right, boom. So I want to talk about Lisa Ray. We're going to talk about Daryl Walls, or is it Darrell Walls? And then, of course, we're going to talk about Cardi B and Tasha K. Okay? It's been a minute since we talked about them. But we're going to get into some things. So get comfortable, grab your snack, and let's get into some things. All right? Boom. So let's start. I have some other things on the list, but I decided I'm going to wait for another video to talk about that. But yeah, so thank you guys for coming in here. If you're a new subscriber, then you know how this thing goes. And if you're a returning subscriber, you know how this thing goes. And if you're a new subscriber, welcome and hello. Okay? Sheesh. Now that we've got all of that out of the way, let's get into the video. All right. So, let's start with, Lisa Ray, Iyanna Van Zandt. Did you guys watch this? Okay, so here's the thing. When this came on, I think this came on like 2 nights ago. So I was trying to find the Holyfield fight. Was it Holyfield or was it Mike Tyson? It's Mike Tyson. You know, the fight, the legendary fight. I don't know. I was just trying to be in with the times. I forgot the other man's name. Y'all say his name for me. I forget. But it was Mike Tyson and the other guy. Anyway, I was trying to find that fight for free, all right? And I was trying to find it on bootleg, so I didn't have to pay the $50 to watch it. I was, but I could not find it online at all, you know? And usually I go to the YouTubers that do the commentary on it, the live commentary on it. However, Iyanna Van Zandt was coming on that same night, and I don't watch a lot of Iyanna. It was never... It was never something that I would watch, but I always felt like I would hear people talk bad about Iyanna, and you know, people would say things about her and say that she was a fraud and say this and that and her. And then I seen that Lisa Ray was going to be on there, so I was like, okay, let me sit down and watch Iyanna Van Zandt for the first time. This is really the first time I really sat down and watched Iyanna Van Zandt, like in her element. I know, right? Crazy, bizarre, right? So I watched it, and I was thoroughly entertained. Okay, I think it was a phenomenal show. Now, she did try it when she wouldn't call herself the High Priestess, when she said that she needed to change because she didn't want them to feel like this was television and this was, you know, they had to put on for the TV. I'm like, well, you're definitely putting on for the TV, and as you should. But anyway, we had the Queen Mother, which was Lisa Ray's mama. Then we had the Queen, which was Lisa Ray. And then we had the Princess, which was Lisa Ray's daughter. And so they kind of was talking about, you know, the issues that they had with, you know, through the generations and through the, you know, with all three of the women. Now, I was so ready to be like, Lisa Ray is a narcissist, but I cannot stand Lisa Ray. However, because I'm just a sucker for the elderly and, like, grandmothers and, like, just older people that I feel like don't have a lot of time. Like, I really let them get a pass. But when I was listening, I'm watching that mama. And the mama really is problematic. Like, Lisa Ray's mother really has a lot of issues and very bitter, and I kind of feel like because of her old age, she feels like she should get a pass to bring negativity around. And it's almost like that syndrome, like, well, I'm always your mama, so you always got to respect me. I don't care how old you are. And for me, it's just like, well, no, girl. If I'm 50 years old, 45 years old, you got to respect my house. You got to respect my boundaries. Like, you've got to put some respect, you my mama, within boundaries. But at the same time, too, I feel like us as adults, and then we get into these spaces of, you know, having our own lives and our own careers, you know, we don't want to lose focus of our parents, because that's a lot of parents' biggest fear. And even me, I desire to be a parent one day. And of course, my fear is, you know, even my mom and my dad, they make jokes about it too, like, you guys are going to ship me off to a home and just leave me, you know, but I would never do that, right? But that's a fear of parents. Like, I'm going to sacrifice, I'm going to raise my kids, I'm going to put so much into them, and then they're going to go away, live their life, and when I get old, no one's going to be here to take care of me. They're not going to give a darn. They're going to be somewhere else, and they're going to just ship me off to a home, and I'm going to be old and die alone. You know what I mean? So I understand how parents can feel that way, too. I vow to never do that to my parents, and I hope if one day when I have children, that won't happen to me. But with all of that being said, I listened to all of these different women talk about their issues with one another and each other, each other, basically. And what I got from it was they were all manipulated by the dad, by the queen mother's or Lisa Ray's mom's husband, Lisa Ray's father. Who initially, you know, was cheating on Lisa Ray's mom with another woman, and ultimately she shot him. So he died. But it was just so interesting because Lisa Ray seen her father in such a positive light, but then the mother always seen the father like, you know, like as an abuser, a liar, a manipulator. But the father was always giving, he was trying to hide that self, hide that part of himself from Lisa Ray, so he would just give her everything that she wants, just, you know, he was the money, and that's how he would buy her and make her feel happy. Now, with that, she became very close to her father, so her dad in her eyes could do no wrong. Meanwhile, the mom is like, girl, I'm only with him because I didn't really get to graduate, I didn't finish school, I didn't finish college, your dad has the money, but I'm sacrificing, my happiness for you because, you know, he's beating me, he's cheating on me, but I want you to have a good life. And I feel like the mom felt like Lisa Ray did not acknowledge that or didn't appreciate that. But at the same time, it's like, well, that's still her dad, so it's not her responsibility to necessarily care about how you handled the death of your husband or how you handled the relationship. That's still her father, so she has a separate relationship with her father, and you can't expect her to just jump and take your side because you're her mother. Like, it was so interesting because it was almost like the mother just wanted Lisa to automatically just know what was going on and take her side, and that didn't happen. And it was like the mom wasn't really focused on the fact that, you know, her and Lisa, to me, they're not friends. That was mother and daughter, and the man in the middle was husband and father. So they both had two different relationships with them, but then at the same time, it was also weird because then it turned out that, you know, the mom felt like she was in competition with Lisa, and I was like, well, how does the mom feel like she's in competition with the daughter? But then when I was watching it, I had to break it down in my mind that, okay, well, she feels like she's in competition with the daughter because the dad is so nice to everybody else, nice to the mistresses. She's nice to the daughter. He's nice to the daughter. He's giving Lisa Ray all this stuff. He's making her happy. That's his baby girl. And here I am, the wife, and you treat me like crap. So this is yet again another woman that you treat better than you treat me. So then maybe there's some resentment there too, because the mom this whole time, as a woman, all she wants to do is feel loved by the man that she's with, and that's the father of her child. But she never felt that. So then maybe that turned into this whole generational situation with Lisa and her. It was just a mess. But I really like it because Iyanla got down to the root of the tea. And then it trickled down into Lisa Ray's daughter. And Lisa Ray does the same thing with the money, controls the daughter with the money. The daughter is so afraid to fall flat on her face because Lisa's got her to this point where You can stay here. You know, you do whatever, but it's my money, and I will take it away from you. You know what I mean? So do what I say. And then the daughter really don't have no real true vision. She don't know what she want to do, but she's never really needed to because she's just been spoiled. But Lisa Ray likes to spoil her because she likes to be in control. Yeah, I'll spoil you, but I'll also take it away. You have nothing without me. So do as I say. And then the daughter is like, she's willing to take it because she's like, I like the money. So it was good. It was good. It was really, really good. I was interested. I was all in. It was good. Good job, Yana. And then she really broke it down and really got to the root of the issues. So I thought it was a great show. I thoroughly enjoyed it. I thought it was super good. So it was a great show. I live for the show. The daughter is 30 years old and not doing anything. Lisa Ray feels like the daughter is lazy. But my thing is she really lazy after you've spoiled her, though? And you've really kind of controlled her and scared her into really wanting to do something different because you've used your money. I mean, you've always gave her everything. And then if she decides she wants to step out, Lisa then kind of loses the control. So the daughter is a little afraid to even try something new because she don't even know what she want to do because she's been controlled by this dollar. So it's interesting. I thought it was interesting, and it had me thinking about the dynamics of my family, and I was talking to some other people. We were all talking about the different dynamics within our families and this, that, and the third. It was a good conversation starter, and it made you think, man, like, do I have some deep-rooted issues in my life or my family? Like, it was really good. I enjoyed it. If you haven't seen it, I suggest you go watch it, especially if you're a generation of grandmother, mother, and daughter, and you guys have some issues. That would be a good show for you to watch. I liked it. I enjoyed it. All right, boom. So let's move on. I'm going to get through these a little quick because, you know, we're just going to cave. It's not nothing too heavy. So let's get on to Daryl, or I don't know how you say his name, Daryl or Darrell. Walls. Okay, so he's part of the Walls family or the Walls group. I don't know these people. It's a gospel group, right? So actually, Candace sent this to me. And I'm like, and when she sent me this story or this information, I'm just like, okay, big whoop. You sent me a video of a man kissing another man. I'm like, girl, why are you sending me this? People send me this all the time. I see men kissing men all the time. I kiss men all the time. Like, this is not news to me. Like, what is this? And she's like, no. Like, I don't know them. She was like, oh, okay. And she was like, but no, this is a popular gospel group. And I started seeing it all over the different blogs, and people were talking about it. And a lot of the Christians were really in an uproar, which I don't understand when Christians start getting in an uproar about, you know, gay people and homosexuality, when the Christians be the same people sleeping with each other, married, unmarried, smoking cigarettes, smoking weed, doing drugs, cheating, lying, beating their wives, stealing, food stamp fraud. Oops. Oh, y'all didn't want to get into that. Oh, EDD fraud. Oh. Still not paying your taxes, pandemic unemployment fraud. Ooh. I said the pandemic fraud, the EDDDD. Hallelujah. Am I talking to somebody in the back? It's the Christians too. Don't you do it, don't you do it, don't you do it. Okay. I know a Christian that got that pandemic unemployment. I know a Christian that did that EDD fraud. I know that Christian. But no, for real. So the Christians was in an uproar. How dare a man sit there and sing for God and kiss another man, and da-da-da-da-da, it's just like, girl, they got gay pastors all over. Men like men, but that don't mean that gay people don't like Jesus. And here's the thing that throws me. It's almost like Christians are supposed to say, come as you are. So let's just say homosexuality and all of this is just a sin. So when am I supposed to come to church? After I've delivered myself magically from this sin? Or perhaps maybe I submerge myself into the word, into church, I sing, and maybe at some point, if this is a sin, I get delivered from it by doing the work. I mean, I just kind of feel like with spirituality, you don't get to cleanse yourself first. Part of spirituality is doing the work to become cleansed. So there's a lot of people that, you know, that are current sinners. All of us are sinners, right? So in that, though, that don't mean that we're horrible people, or that doesn't mean, well, we got to be these clean people in order for us to go to church or sing or do things. Like, you know, I used to go to a church, and I'm not going to go too far into this, but I used to go to a church, and this is why I really stopped going to church. Believe in God, I'm all of that. I'm not really into, like, religion, though, because I feel like Christians are really phony. You know what I mean? And they're some of the most judgmental people I've ever met in my whole entire life. And this is not church hurt. This is just reality, because I love church people. You know what I'm saying? But I have to realize that church people are very judgmental. And my thing is, I don't need you to tell me what's going on. What I need you to do is put that peppermint in your mouth, because you're too close to me, you're spitting in my face, and your breath stank. That's the first reason why I probably stopped going to church. There's too many people with funky breath, peppermints in their purse, and they're not peppermints and Altoids, and they're not eating enough of them. But that's a whole nother conversation. You know, the lady at the church is always in your face, the pastor, you know, or the deaconess, or the mother, whatever. She's got the peach fuzz, the stuff with a beard, and this, and she want to pray on you. She just close to your face, breath stank. Spit coming out, you got to grow back up. Oh, breath stink. I can't even focus on the Terry. I can't even think of you. Because I'm like, God damn, what is that smell? You already got me cursing. I'm trying to think of you. I'm trying to get delivered, and I can't get delivered because my damn nose is on fire. But anyway, that's a whole other thing. Because, you know, God damn it, stink. But see, you ain't really been to no Kojic, no apostolic church if you ain't really had the woman that close to you in the breath stank. We used to really get into it, like back in the day, the women used to wear the big hats in the veil. They used to really go down, okay? You used to wear a suit, and it used to be the hat. Out of your belly! Don't get me going. We used to go in, okay? Ripper! No, but seriously. But I stopped going because, you know, I was a dancer. And I wanted to be a part of the praise team, but they felt like, not the praise team, it was like the praise dance team. But it was like I couldn't be a part of the praise dance team because the praise dance team could only be girls, which I didn't understand that. I didn't want to mind. I didn't like that. I went to the praise dance. I couldn't do it. They wouldn't let me do it. And then when I would try to, like, do the praise and worship, it was just so, it got so political. And I'm like, And I could sing. I wasn't even trying to be a lead singer. It was just like, because you're a man, you have to sing tenor, or you can't be an alto, or you can't. It was just like, it was so weird. Or because you're gay, you can't be. And I'm like, do you know all the choir directors are gay? The organ player is gay. Some of the drummers be gay. Like, are y'all trying? Are y'all serious? Like, girl, stop playing. And then there was one time where the two girls at the church, they was in the back in the hallway. Tearing it down, two sisters, tearing it down over a nigga. That was okay. But because you felt like I was a little feminine, that I wasn't worthy enough to be on the praise team or the praise dancer. Okay, chill. I ain't got time. Like, you can take the church and you can do all that. But they never passed me up when it came to that plate. That's what I don't like. You never passed me up when it came to that tithe and that offering. See, it's so interesting that God accepts some people, but will accept all people's mind. You know, only certain people can play a certain role in the church. And only certain people are able, and only certain people are going to heaven. But all people can pay. Nigga, what? All right, I'm not going to keep getting me. I'm finna get up out of here. Y'all not finna play with me. So I started to notice things like that. you know, but I like an exciting church. But then there was times I used to try to go to white churches. White churches be too boring for me, you know, and then they don't dress. They just come in, and they just, the jeans and the t-shirt, they look like they just left the farm. Hey, Bob, hey, praise the Lord. We love you, Jesus. I can't get into that. I need some. I need a little of that. I need some. Hey, you know what I mean? I need it. I need that. I don't need to. That don't work for me either. Okay? They're a little bit more inclusive, but they're boring. I mean, they went to sleep. But anyway, let's get back to what we were talking about. All right? So let me just show you the video of him kissing a man all in the mouth, and then we'll talk about it. FYI, people, this is not news. I used to talk to one of the drummers in the church. I used to talk to one of the organ players. Let me tell you something. Church queens are some of the nastiest queens you'll ever meet. Let me tell you something. The church queens, let me tell you something about the church queens. We're going to get back to this. So y'all just don't know. The church queens, they be sucking, and sometimes they go so far that they're sucking inside the sanctuary. nigga, what? Oh, yeah. Some of the church queens, they're stuck inside the pulpit and bang it down and film it for OnlyFans. Now, don't you get it started. So, church queens give you a nasty session because they have to be so quiet and guarded. So, when they release, baby, they release, okay? It's nothing like a church queen will give you a hell of a session. It's no shade. I've had a couple of church queens in my day, and it's been an overtime. I'll tell you that. A church queen will give you your life. Okay, so listen. So the problem with this became, you see that little green icon in the up there in the corner? The green, and somebody said they're cute, though. And I think that's the bigger problem for women. Women can't take two attractive men like this kissing. They feel some type of way. A lot of women can't take very attractive, masculine-looking men because, see, so many times, let's talk about that for a second. So many times, you know, a lot of women and a lot of people, society, and it's no shade. Society likes to put gay. They like to use Saucy Santana. Derek J, RuPaul, Billy Porter, when that's just a very small community of gay. If you really want the tea, this is what we look like in real life. That other stuff, that's a dated version, and that's the stuff that gets highlighted because that's what society is comfortable with. Society is not comfortable with this level of homosexuality. Society's comfortable with a RuPaul. Society is comfortable with the Billy Porter because they can identify it. They can say, oh, he's gay. These two, you can't say, oh, he's gay. You know what I mean? They can't just be like, oh, those are gay. Those are homosexual. Those are, you know, they can't say that. So it's almost like, damn, I would have been. Some women are like, I would have liked it. I would have wanted to be attracted to him. So then they get triggered like, oh, my God. He was on the DL. Like, that could have been I could have slept with him. I could have wanted to date him. So then they get upset. And then it starts to trigger homophobia and all of this different stuff because it's like, are you gay? It's a whole thing. That's a whole other conversation. So, but with that being said, let's get back to the meat and potatoes of this. So, there is that green little icon that you see up there. And on Instagram, that is for your friends only. So friends only is this new feature where you handpick and select who can see the post under that tab. So some people thought he was DL. I don't think he was DL. I think this is more of, if you know, you know. I'm more discreet because I'm in my friends only, right? And I have a friends only. And I post things like, you know, certain things. and I know exactly who's in my friends only. So then if certain things get leaked out, I know who did it. And I'm in people's friends only. And I have a lot of discreet gay friends who are in relationships, but they only post their lover in their friends only, like their close friends. They don't post them on their main story because it's just honestly not everybody's business. But if you know, then you know. It's not that they're hiding it. It's just I don't post my nigga on my social media because niggas is thirsty. I mean, that's just a fact. Like, I don't, like, people are always lurking and trying to find something. Like, you know, weirdos are out there. And even me, I got weirdos now sitting that YouTube weirdos, people that, like, are stalking me, my page. They're following my best friends. They're following, like, weirdos to try to find information about you and your relationship. Just really weirdos. So you got to have some sort of protection, especially when you're a public figure. Because there's a lot of weirdos out there. So I'll say this to say, and then, you know, with the close friends too, I'm learning because some other people got me into close friends groups. But it's a very interesting set. That's a conversation that I'm going to have too. That's probably like a boys' chat conversation. Because I'm like, is the close friends really a close friends? Because I use them as a close friend. But there's some, I feel like a close friend is like a sexualty too. Like almost a flirty set. Like almost like a, you know, because sometimes people be saying some stuff in that close friend. I'm like, girl. Because you just get added to a person's close friend. And I'm like, okay, well, whatever. But anyway, that's a conversation for another day. So with that being said, the gag for me with this is one of his close friends outed him. So either you have way too many people in your close friends list, or your star was rising and someone got jealous, or somebody got paid, or somebody got messy. And that's the unfortunate part here. Like, why somebody that you added to this exposed you? At what cost? Like, somebody sent this out. So that's the problem for me. It's like, dang, one of my close friends or somebody that I considered a close friend aired this out or tried to put me out there in some sort of way. And I think that that's very tired. I feel like that's very late. That's very nasty. Now, here's the tea. I have heard that there is actually a tape of this boy doing the nasty. So apparently he's been out, they've been exposing, but you can kind of get into him. Like I think I got the tape right here. Let me look and see if I got the, oh no, they didn't send it to me yet. But they told me that there's a tape that leaked. And it was very intercourse about the situation. And but you could kind of tell it was him, but you couldn't kind of tell it was him. Now, I wasn't playing the tape because, you know, the girls are, YouTube don't play with that. They take the channels down, girl. One day you in, the next day you, it's the voodoo girl. YouTube, I get you together, Miss Mamas. So, can't, you know what I mean? You know, they'll snatch you, girl. You think you hot, and then you not. You know what I'm saying? Just like that, period. So I'm not going to get into that. So, anyway. So apparently, so there was already some tea about him out, like, giving that. But I just feel like, why would you out your friend? Like, why, at what cost, at what level of desperation? Now that it's out, it's out. I mean, to me, I feel like in these situations, great, now you can live in your truth. I don't think that's going to stop the music. I think people are going to still, I think that people are still going to celebrate, and people are, he's probably getting a lot of support. And now you don't have to hide that you like men to the masses. You know, you can be out, kiss your boyfriend, walk around, love your nigga. It is what it is, and still praise God. And if nobody wants, people don't want to support you, people don't, who cares? That's their problem, and that's not of God to me. So it is what it is. So let's get. So that's what I think about the situation. Okay. All right. That's why you can't trust everybody, child, because you just never know what the tea is. You just never know what the girls are giving. You just never know who you can trust. You never know who's an opportunist. And when people show you who they are, believe them, especially when you're in this internet game where you're on this, you know, whenever you, I notice this, when people's star starts to rise, people get either envious, jealous, and they start trying to plot on how they can take you down. So I wish them the best of luck, though. All right, let's get into the tea. You guys want us to get into the Tasha K drama? All right, but before we do so, we got to be mindful that it is now the month of Christmas. Well, it's about to be, right? So we need the stocking stuffers. And the best stocking stuffers come from Manscaped. All right, guys, so make sure you guys use that, okay? Make sure you guys use that. Use it. I'm going to post the link in the description box, and I'm posting it in the comments. Let them know. Let them know. This is the last month that I'm doing my 20 off. So if y'all want it, just get it. All right? Get it. All right. So Tasha K and the Cardi B lawsuit. Okay, I'm going to be honest with you. Y'all have been hitting me up. Now, remember, I told you, we haven't talked about Tasha K in about a month. You know what I mean? We've been doing our thing. We haven't really been giving TK, you know, that much attention. But we've decided to give her some attention today. And I'll be honest with you, she could use the clout. The numbers ain't the same over there no more. She's been grasping to straw. So we'll give her a little attention today. So they said, we'll talk about it all. They said, I'm on a dress. Tasha K's lies about Cardi B and Star Brent friendship. Cardi snitching up to the feds to avoid. Okay, boom. All right. So here's the tea. I wasn't going to talk about it, but you guys know that anything about, you know, I told you guys I'm reserving my last final hoorah for the lawsuit. Okay? You know, the lawsuit is heating up. There's been a lot of channels doing some commentary on it. I haven't been looking at the documents. People have been sending me stuff, you know, but I haven't been really on it like I used to be, okay? But are we here still? Because I'm seeing like a loading button, but I just want to make sure that we're good. Is everything good before we get into this? Because I don't want to. Is everything good? Oh, they said they're flagging it. Oh, okay.
Okay.
Okay, yeah, we're looking good.
Okay.
Is it still buffering? Hold on. We got it.
Okay, yeah, we're looking good.
Hold on, let me do this. Let me end the call off. Let me do that.